item on the agenda, we will be opening into a public hearing, on an ordinance of Upper Marion Township, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, amending the Township Code to create a new chapter, Single-Use Product Regulations, to regulate the distribution and use of single-use carryout bags, single-use plastic straws, single-use plastic utensils, and expanded polystyrene food service products. I'm positive that I have some colleagues that would like to comment on this, and I will say that this has been an initiative that has been in the works for quite a few years. And Upper Marion is very proud that we're in the forefront of leading the charge in some of these sustainable initiatives, and we're proud to be in this position tonight to render a vote on this ordinance. And I'll turn this now over to our solicitor to open the hearing, and then we'll have comment after.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At this time, we will open up that public hearing on this ordinance, so stated by the Chair. I have three exhibits I'll mark for this hearing. The first is Board Exhibit 1, which is the ordinance itself. Board Exhibit 2 is the proof of publication of the legal notice of this hearing, which was published in the Times-Herald on June 28, 2023. And Board Exhibit 3 is the submission of this ordinance to the Montgomery County Law Library, which was submitted on June 13, 2023. This would create a new chapter entitled Single-Use Product Regulation. In the past, and other municipalities have it as a plastic regulation. However, this one would also apply to not just single-use plastic bags and straws, but also to polystyrene food service containers or styrofoam, and it would also apply to plastic utensils. The effective date proposed for the bags, straws, and styrofoam containers is January 1st, 2024. The date is delayed for the proposed ban on single-use plastic utensils to July 1st, 2024. This also provides a requirement for a 10-cent paper bag fee for paper bags if they are provided. There are a number of exemptions provided for each of these particular items, including an exemption to comply with the American with Disabilities Act for straws. There's a signage requirement to make sure that the customers are aware of this regulation coming into place, and it provides for escalating penalties based upon repeat violations. This is an ordinance that has been before the board on numerous occasions due to the work of the Environmental Advisory Committee, who have done many renditions and have moved this forward with you. So I believe you are familiar with the ordinance, how it's come to this today. Now, with that being said, I will now turn this hearing over to see if there is any public comment on this ordinance to the public. If there is so, please come forward and provide your name.
All right, hey everybody, Zach Davis. Thanks for allowing me to speak about the plastic pollution reduction ordinance. I am the chairperson of the EAC. As John mentioned, in our never-ending pursuit to improve and ensure the safety, beauty, and ecosystem of our community, the EAC began working on this ordinance back in April of 2019. So it's been quite a long journey since we began discussing this. We've had countless discussions with the board, had public meetings, both between the board at workshops and in our EAC meetings for pretty much every month for the past 4 years on the best ways to implement this ordinance. We've discussed with residents, small businesses, the King of Prussia Mall Management, the King of Prussia Business Improvement District, as well as neighboring communities that have gone through the same process. The overwhelming feedback from all parties is that this is a popular and widely supported by a majority of Upper Marion residents and businesses. This ordinance has the potential to reduce the amount of plastic bags consumed in Upper Marion by well over 15 million bags per year, on top of the literal tons of plastic waste, straws, stirrers, styrofoam, and utensils that litter our community, including parks, trees, waterways, and infrastructure. That leads to costly cleanups at the expense of our own taxpayers and public works. It will also lead to a reduction in plastic bags that clog our stormwater drains and our wastewater treatment facility. This all means that we will be able to invest our tax dollars in better services for our residents. As a part of this ordinance, we want consumers and businesses alike to change their habits, not solely replacing plastic with paper, rather opting for reusable products where safe and feasible. Most importantly, this is just the right thing to do for our community and the environment. The Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania states that people have the right to clean air, pure water, and to the preservation of the natural, scenic, historic, and aesthetic values of the environment. Simply put, plastics put this very right at risk. Microplastics and forever chemicals pollute our water and lead to countless health issues amongst our residents. We owe it to ourselves, our children, and future generations to do all we can to pass down an environment in which they can thrive. I'd like to thank again the entire board's discussion and feedback as we've publicly hashed this out and the specifics of this ordinance over the past, at about four workshops and meetings over the past 6 months, as well as the countless discussions we've had over the past 4 years. And I would like to say I would like us to join our neighbors, Ambler, Cheltenham, Doylestown, Easttown, Haverford, Lower Merion, Media, Narberth, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Radnor, Solbury, Tredyffrin, West Chester, West Goshen, West Narton, and even more municipalities in the coming months, as well as New York, Delaware, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, soon to be Maine. And while we join them, we will also become a leader in terms of plastic utensils on the entire East Coast as the first community to do so. With that said, on behalf of the EAC, members past and present that have worked on this over the past 4 years, I strongly encourage the board to vote yes on this ordinance. Thank you.
Any other public comment?
Hi there, Mike Panza, 1000 Valley Forge Circle. I recently became aware about a month ago that this ordinance was coming before the board, and I've been anxiously awaiting a meeting since then to come here and share my thoughts. For the majority of the ordinance, I'm in agreement. Bags, absolutely. Styrofoam containers, absolutely. Utensils, okay, I'm there. Where I'm not there is with plastic straws, and I'll share a couple reasons for why of that. First and foremost, we have a number of skilled nursing facilities as well as a hospital here in our township. I had major surgery back in March. When I woke up from the surgery, I could not move. I was very thirsty. A nurse was able to bring a cup to me with a bendable plastic straw so I could drink. After a couple of hours, I was able to move. I was able to get out of the bed, and I left the hospital. The point is, in a scenario like that, I needed that bendable plastic straw to drink. We have a number of, like I said, skilled nursing facilities, continuing care facilities, as well as a hospital here in our great township. A number of the municipalities that Mr. Davis mentioned, who will be joining with our ban, are still allowing plastic straws. And in fact, White Marsh, which is in the middle of getting the same ordinance passed that we're doing, has allowed for plastic straws upon request, meaning that no one will be given a plastic straw automatically. If they need one, they can ask for one. It doesn't fall under an Americans with Disabilities Act clause. It just simply falls under, it's something I need. May I please have a plastic straw? I'm in agreement with 99% of our ordinance, the way that it's being written. I would just like to see it amended to say that plastic straws would be available, whether it's in a restaurant, a medical facility, or any facility here in the township, if the person requests that plastic straw. Those are my thoughts.
I believe that that is written that way in the ordinance, that it's upon request.
I haven't been able to find that. I do apologize.
It is, and I will step down in a few minutes and show it to you. I literally reread the entire ordinance today to make sure. But yes, plastic straws will be available on request. If Mr. Walco wants
yes,
to
read. Yes, there are two references. One, for the exception, is the as used as a medical device to accommodate disability, as you mentioned. But even apart from that, Section 6, or how it would be codified, says that effective January 1st, commercial establishments are prohibited from providing a single-use plastic straw to a customer at the establishment or through delivery service except upon the request of the customer.
Okay.
That's Section 5.
Okay, good.
So it does. That was added, actually, and there may be some confusion because that was something that was, I think, tweaked at the last workshop to make that simpler that way. So
if that's the way the ordinance is going to be written, that per request someone can be given one, then absolutely yes, I would support the ordinance.
That was the final amendment to this.
I care about our environment just as much as everybody else does. But those were my thoughts on the situation with the straw. Thank you all.
If I may just read that section, Mike. And thank you for your comments and thank you for your support. Section 5 is single-use plastic straws. Effective January 1st, 2024, commercial establishments, that's commercial establishments, okay, are prohibited from providing a single-use plastic straw to a customer at the commercial establishment or through a delivery service except upon the request of the customer. That does not include places like hospitals or nursing homes or care facilities and that sort of thing. So absolutely, that would not cover those instances. Right. Thank you for clarifying that.
But in addition, Mrs. Kenny, the definition of single-use plastic straw does not include when provided as an assistive device to reasonably accommodate a disability, and there are four other exemptions to that. So I think that particular issue is covered.
Any other public comment? Hearing and seeing none for public comment?
Hi, everyone. Jocelyn Bilker, a student member of the EAC. I just wanted to say I've had the pleasure of working with the EAC since mid-2020, which was an interesting time for all of us, I'm sure. But I've had the pleasure of working with the EAC since mid-2020, and I've gotten to see how this ordinance has progressed. And from, for example, that instance that you brought up, it's those nuances that really make this ordinance a good thing for our township, specifically because we need to be more proactive when it comes to our environment and protecting the township. And I just wanted to say I'm in support of this ordinance specifically because I do feel that it will be very beneficial. As Zach mentioned, many other townships around the area, many different municipalities, many different townships, counties, even just states as a whole have been implementing certain restrictions toward single-use plastics, and I do think it would be beneficial for our township. And while I might not have as much to say as the others did, I just wanted to say that I am in support of this ordinance, and thank you again.
Any other public comment? Hearing and seeing none, I'll turn it back to the board for comment or for questions.
Would you like to leave?
Yeah, I have two comments. When this was first proposed, you know, part of me went, oh, good Lord, really? And like some of the emails that I've received, you know, we use the single-use plastic bags for, they're not just single-use, right? We use them for trash and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I do too. But the problem is even though you put your trash in a single-use plastic bag, it still pollutes, right? Microplastic pollution is on the rise. It's everywhere. We now have ordinances that, and I don't mean just Upper Marion, nationally there are ordinances out there that are dealing with things like PFOS, PFAS, and microplastics. That's a real deal thing, and when we do some of the things that we do, we pollute our aquifers, and we don't even realize it. The other thing is, you know, plastic utensils. Some people were really upset about why are you going to ban those. I've recently had the ability to travel overseas and travel to other states. If they can do it, and they've been doing it a very long time, we can do it. This is the United States of America. We're supposed to be innovators. One of the things I asked for in terms of an amendment to this, and the EAC was happy to accommodate, was under Section 1, was Paragraph 6, to encourage our township residents and businesses to adopt innovative solutions to transition away from single-use plastics. There is a major opportunity for inventors, for business people, to kind of move in that direction and actually do not only good for their pocketbooks, but good for the environment and our community. So, you know, from that standpoint, I am very much in favor of this and want to see this passed. And, you know, this is going to be good for our community going forward. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Vice Chair Genoway.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I probably was the most challenging member of the board to Mr. Davis and his team. But I want to thank you for doing the research that we asked you to do. And my challenges were simply based on, I don't like unintended consequences to happen. And you did a great job reaching out to the various major operators in the township, the local business owners, those who live and have a business in the township, just to make sure that we didn't get any type of challenges from them, and to make sure that they understood what the ultimate goal was and that they bought in. And you did a great job in accomplishing that for us. There were a couple of things that I was also concerned about, and I think that by modifying the implementation dates, we achieved what we were really after here. And I worry about when you look at the plastic utensils and you look at some of that, you have a supply chain issue, you have a conversion issue, you have some other things. As long as there was sufficient time to make that happen without causing a hardship to the business owners, I think that that made sense as well, and you accomplished that as well. And we found out that several businesses were already in the works with that. So again, thank you. I also was a little worried about customer purchasing shift, but I think that when the mall said they were in, when the bid said they were in, I think we solved that concern. There is something that I noticed in New Jersey in particular, and that was when this went through in the state of New Jersey, there were businesses who did something good for the people. They didn't simply charge you for a bag that had their name on it. They gave it to you. And I think that one of the things that we can learn from there is that those businesses who would automatically transition and say, oh, well, you owe us 5 cents for a plastic bag or for a paper bag or something like that, take 90 days, and instead of advertising on TV for $50,000 for a minute, invest that money into bags that have your name on it and give them to your customers. That would build goodwill. It would also solve this problem of not having bags. And maybe by then people will learn, over 90 days, people will learn to bring a bag with them, which is the biggest challenge that I had in going to stores in New Jersey. So I think that if we can find a way to get that communicated, it would be advantageous. So I'm gonna ask maybe that we have the PIO create a letter and send that to the various businesses that do this. And I'm thinking off the top, Wawa, Target, Walmart, Giant, yes. I mean, you know the stores as well as I do. But I think that that would be advantageous. And for those of you that worry about this and you eat in your car, and I know I used to when I was a field representative, I would always eat in my car, but I always had a plastic spoon and fork with me, and you can still buy them at Target in bulk if you want to. So there's a solution for you. So that's it. Thank you, and great work, EAC, on creating this, and I'm backing you.
I'll turn the floor over now to Supervisor Wax.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to piggyback a little bit on what Supervisor Phillips and Vice Chair Genoway said and add some other thoughts. First and foremost, I want to thank the Environmental Advisory Council, all the members, Supervisor Liaison, the staff liaison, for the incredible amount of work done over a course of years in order to get this into a position to where it could be, and I think will be adopted tonight. I know it wasn't always easy, but I think that you're about to get an enormous payoff. We're not the first with plastic bags. We knew that. I did know that we were one of the first in regards to utensils. I didn't realize we were the first on the East Coast. That sort of goes into what I was about to say next, and that is, you know, I've been on the board now for approximately 14 years. Supervisor Genoway and I came on at the same time. During that course of time, this is, in my opinion, without question, one of the two or three most important ordinances that this Board of Supervisors has passed. Simply put, this is the municipality which you could argue might be the hardest to pass this type of ordinance in because of our strong commercial base, our dominant commercial base, being first in line to pass this. After this is passed, it is my hope that other environmental advisory councils and other boards of supervisors, boards of commissioners, city councils take note of this And if that means somebody saying to them, if they could pass this in the municipality that contains the King of Prussia Mall, why can't we do this in our municipality? There's long been this saying in the environmental movement, you know, think global, act local. This is sort of think global, act local, expect other municipalities who are local and regional to do the exact same thing. It's not a little, you know, two or three snowflakes rolling down the hill to create, you know, an avalanche of ordinances. This is already a gigantic, you know, pile of snow going down the hill, in my opinion. I want to thank the Environmental Advisory Council, also supervisors on their own, for doing an inordinate amount of research. That's reaching out to individual stores, obviously the King of Prussia District as a whole, the King of Prussia Mall, Simon Properties as a whole, but also other little things. I know that board members were going in and talking specifically to retailers, finding out how often they order plastic bags. There was research done on what the actual cost is of ordering wooden or bamboo, you know, utensils online. Hint, it's not that expensive. So I actually don't think that will be a particularly difficult transition. And lastly, I want to talk about what I've done in preparation to this specifically, with a little bit of my background tied into that. And that is, you know, I live in a condo. All my life, I've lived in high-rise buildings. I grew up in a rental apartment that became a co-op. I lived in a dorm in college. I rented apartments, including in this community, before I bought my condo about 2 decades ago. So I'm used to, or was used to, getting plastic bags at the supermarket, you know, groceries going in the plastic bags, then storing those plastic bags, and taking those plastic bags, filling it with you know, garbage that wasn't recyclable, and throwing it down the chute. About a year ago, I stopped taking plastic bags at all from Wegmans, using only my manufactured reusable bags. I had done that on occasion beforehand. I wanted to see how I would be able to adjust, personally speaking, to the Wegmans initiative on their own to stop using plastic bags, and also what it would be like, you know, if this ordinance passed. And the one thing I learned was, I get so much stuff from the supermarket or from other places that can easily handle trash going down the chute. Whether it's, you know, bags of fruit or bags of bagels, they come in bags. Those are now containing trash that is not recyclable. Sometimes there's netting. You get like avocados in Wegmans or like oranges in Wegmans, they come in netting and you use that sometimes. Paper bags that I would get in other places, on the rare occasion that I would take takeout, there would be a paper bag. That wound up being garbage. I began to realize that I now had stored more backup things to throw away trash in. Since I was saving these things after, you know, preparing for the ban, than I was beforehand. And lastly, I want to conclude this with a little bit of a lighter note, and that is, I know that not everybody in the community is in favor of that, and that's fine. You don't expect 100% support for anything, but at least from my position, I think the most offensive thing that's been said up here tonight in the Board of Supervisors is that I actually buy bagels at Costco. Thank you.
On that note,
and so it's revealed.
Let's bring it back to.
I just don't know how to respond to that.
So, Mr. Kenny, you have the floor.
Thank you. So I'm very, very gratified to hear all the comments, most of which didn't surprise me, but a couple of them did. So I'm very happy to hear the so far unanimous support for this ordinance. I just want to add a few extra comments. I went personally to Wawa, to both of the Wawas in Upper Merion. I went to Home Depot. I went to Giant. I asked the managers, what will you do? Will this surprise you if we have a plastic bag ordinance? And in every case, they said, number one, no, we're expecting it. Look at New Jersey, look at New York, look at Delaware, look at all the other townships around us that are doing this. That's number one. Number two, I said, well, how long will it take you to get used to the new system? In one case, they said, oh, we have a 2-day supply of plastic bags. We get them replenished every couple of days. In another case, I think it was either I don't have my notes, but it was either Wawa or Home Depot. Oh, we get our new plastic bags once a week. So it's not like these companies have a year's supply in their stores. They have a couple of days or a week's supply of plastic bags. So by giving them 6 months lead time, or if we pass this tonight, I don't want to be presumptuous, if we pass this tonight, they'll have 5 months lead time. But they are expecting this. This is a trend. I wish we were more in the forefront, but Philadelphia and Pittsburgh have already done this in addition to the states. I believe Upper Marion is the fourth largest entity in the state, if you count not just the residents, but also the people who come here to work in our township. So if we pass this, as Supervisor Wax said, that we're looked at as a township to be reckoned with and possibly used as an example. So I'll throw down the gauntlet now to Scranton and to Harrisburg and see if they will do the same and other towns around us in the area. A couple of other things. Someone mentioned the microplastics and PFAS. I'm also the supervisor liaison to the Sewer and Stormwater Authority. And one big discussion that we are having these days is about PFAS, which are PFAS and PFOS, and I'm not going to try to pronounce what the acronyms stand for, but these are direct results of plastic. Microplastics are all over in our environment already. They are in the deepest regions of our oceans. They are everywhere. And they are in our food, they are in our bodies, they are in our systems. The one thing that we can do, this is one small thing that we can do to try to reverse that and try to make the world safer for every single human being on the planet. And it's a small step, and I think something that will take maybe a little bit of change on our parts. And if I could add a light note, Supervisor Genoway mentioned that he sometimes forgets his bag, as we all do, because we have them in our trunk, we have them in the back seat, or we have them at home and we forget to take them with us when we go shopping. But I have a suggestion. You could get a string bag, Supervisor Genoway. This one is over 50 years old, which I used in France when I lived there. And this was what everyone used to buy their daily rations of food. This is a newly purchased string bag, courtesy of Longwood Gardens, and it's a little bit bigger, it's more attractive. These can be easily balled up and put into your pocket so you don't forget them from your car or anyone who's out there. I highly suggest string bags as an alternative. A couple of other comments. As everyone has mentioned, I think, so far, the King of Prussia Business District and the mall. I was in contact as well with the manager of King of Prussia Mall, which, as we know, is the largest mall in the country. So we did not get pushback from them. I was assured that they are very much in favor of the plastic bag ban. And there are exceptions. If you go to buy a suit, if you go to buy a formal gown or a bridal gown or something, you're allowed to have plastic bags over such purchases. Those exceptions are in this ordinance. I think that's just about it. Oh, no, one other mention. If you go to Trader Joe's, which is not in Upper Marion, they already have biodegradable plastic bags in their produce section. At the Upper Marion Farmers Market, I bought some fruit the other day, and it came in a biodegradable plastic bag. Costco, Aldi, Lidl, BJ's, which is not in Upper Marion, all of these places do not provide plastic bags. So we've already gotten used to this to a large measure. And these things either, we don't want to go into the packaging issue, that's a whole other subject. We don't have control over packaging, but we do have control over this. Tiffin, another local business, Indian restaurant, for at least a year or more. They have biodegradable takeout containers, and they say if you bring it back to us, we will wash them and refill them and reuse them. So shout out to all of these places that are really pointing the way for us for this ordinance. Lastly, I want to thank everyone on the Environmental Advisory Council. Some of you are here tonight. I see some people from other community boards who didn't speak up, but I appreciate your support by being here. I see people from our Sewer and Stormwater Authority here as well, because we are concerned about our water and the cleanliness of our water. Everything that our sewer system processes goes into the Schuylkill River. Other townships, their sewer systems, whatever they process, goes into either the Schuylkill River or the Delaware River, and that's where American Water and Aqua get the water that we drink. So it's a whole cycle, and we're trying to stop this at this point of the cycle by improving what we can and take the steps that we can. Finally, I want to thank the EAC, every member there, and thank you, Jocelyn, who is our student member of the EAC, for speaking up as well. Thank you all for your hard work. Thank you to Rose Grosso, who is our staff liaison. And thank you, John Walco, because you have provided us with many, many sample ordinances and worked with us on creating the ordinance as it stands today for our discussion and for our vote. So I hope I didn't forget anyone. Thank you.
I think everything that needed to be said was said, so I won't be redundant and say much more. Okay. I've sort of been doing my own case study around the community, our municipality and surrounding communities, to see what establishments are doing. And it's interesting to see the solutions that the establishments are coming up with. And everyone is a little bit different. Some of them address like the packaging on the plastic utensils that Vice Chair Genoway had issues with at the beginning, and I wanted us to really research that now there's biodegradable bags. Inside is still the plastic, but the covering is that. Bamboo stirrers for coffee, different things. Some establishments are not offering bags at all anymore, that if you don't bring your own, there's nothing to offer. So it's been interesting to see all of the assumptions. They're being proactive that this is the trend, and now we're just codifying this for our municipality, and I'm in full support of this, and I think that I'm just ready to have a motion.
Okay.
Would someone like to have a motion?
Carol.
Is this at the proper time to do this? Yes.
I mean, I'll close the hearing officially since there's been public comment.
Apologize.
And now we'll
okay.
be in.
Yes.
In,
yes, thank you.
It is now in place to be motioned.
Okay.
The hearing is closed.
It is.
Now we can take a motion.
I would like to make a motion to pass this ordinance. I don't have an ordinance number. Do I have an ordinance number? Not yet. An ordinance to amend the Township Code to create a new chapter, single-use product regulations, to regulate the distribution and use of single-use carry-out bags, single-use plastic straws, single-use plastic utensils, and expanded polystyrene food service products, etc.
I'll second.
Okay.
Any additional comments from the board? We are now in a position to
subject from any additional.
Any additional comments from the public? Hearing and seeing none, we're in position to take a vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Passes unanimously 5-0. Congratulations to our community for this one. Sounding applause. And preemptively, I reached out to PIO just in case this was approved, to try to see if we could get this in our Township e-newsletter for tomorrow. So it looks like the general public that weren't able to listen to the meeting this evening or attend in the audience will get that in the e-newsletter tomorrow. Working to get that on our website. So to try to do that as quickly as put that in place just in case. And there were no promises that the votes would go as they did. I'm hoping, but of course didn't know. So PIO will get that information out to the public as quickly as possible. And then I believe it was Vice Chair Genoway mentioned about the reaching out to the facilities to see if they could do a bag promo, which I think is an excellent idea. So we'll add that to the list of the work that PIO can take care of for us, for the community. And thank you, supervisors, for your yes vote on this one.
Thank you for your votes.